Richard Ashcroft, The Song for the Lovers on Radio X. What a song. It's between that and Break the Night with Colour for my favourite Richard Ashcroft solo track. Oh, I love that They Don't Own Me as well.
Oh, yeah, it's nice.
That was brilliant.
Yeah.
That was right at the start of when... So that must be nearly 10 years old, because I remember that playing when Radio X first launched.
Mm.
That is They Don't Own Me nearly 10 years old.
That's frightening, isn't it?
That is so weird. But yeah, Richard Ashcroft, love him on Radio X. Now, Dominic Byrne.
Yeah.
Are you somebody who uses ChatGPT a lot?
No, I've resisted so far.
Really?
Yeah.
It is great.
Lucy uses it a bit. I should use it.
Well, to be fair, you're still on Bing.
Well, exactly.
Well, let's get you onto Google before we start getting you on ChatGPT.
Do you know what? Don't mock the Bing. Bing is great. Earlier on in the show, Bing showed me 9 animals you can milk.
That's a good point.
You can listen back to that on Global Play if you want to.
ChatGPT would have given you 49 animals that you could milk.
That's very true.
Producer John in the Radio X office came up into the studio earlier because he'd left something here.
He loves the fact I'm on Bing.
He finds it hilarious that you use Bing.
He does, yeah.
And he said that you can get some Bing rewards.
Yes, absolutely. He was all over it. He knows a lot about Bing.
He knows a bit too much about Bing.
A lot about Bing.
What John Shaw doesn't know about Bing isn't worth knowing.
Exactly right.
Did you find anything out about your Bing rewards?
I haven't looked into the rewards bit yet.
So he reckons if you use Bing, they like Nectar points, but for Bing.
Yeah, for Bing.
Yeah.
Bing points.
Yeah, Bing points.
Oh, I love it.
Well, ChatGPT, I know everyone's terrified about the rise of AI, but ChatGPT is the best. It basically saves you. You know when you have to do loads of Googling?
Yes, yeah.
It's all right. Google's great if you're just going to search like one thing. Or Bing. Other search engines are available.
That's it.
Is Ask Jeeves still going?
Oh, I don't know. That's back in the day, wasn't it, Ask Jeeves?
I'm going to Google it.
I don't think it is.
I'm going to Google it.
The irony. Ask Jeeves. Oh, it's ask.com now.
Ask.com now.
What happened to Jeeves? Why is Jeeves gone?
I don't know.
Why? Yeah, good, that's a good point, actually. Producer Big Say said, why don't I ask? Where's Jeeves gone? Where's Jeeves gone?
What have you done with Jeeves?
Yeah. Now, this is why Ask Jeeves never caught on.
Go on.
I've genuinely just typed, you try this at home.
Yeah.
I've genuinely just asked the question, where's Jeeves gone? And the top search result that Ask gave me was, how can you tell if shrimp has gone bad?
Right. What?
Where's Jeeves? Do you know what? I'm going to Google it because Ask doesn't seem to know where Jeeves is.
No.
Which is very suspicious, actually.
You're not asking the right questions, Toby.
What do you mean?
I've said, what happened to Jeeves? And it's come straight up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I got loads of stuff about shrimp.
What did happen to Jeeves?
Yeah.
Well, they rebranded him in 2006. And then eventually they dropped it all in 2010.
Are you asking this on ask.com or Google?
Google.
Yeah, ask.com doesn't... Ask that now, they know that they've killed him. Because you can't find anything about it. That's very suspicious. Right. Oi, ask.com, if you're listening, I want to see a photo of Jeeves with today's newspaper so that we know he's okay. All right?
Absolutely.
They're going to send us one of Jeeves' fingers in the post. Right. Well, what was I going to... Oh, ChatGPT.
Oh, that's it.
I got distracted.
Yeah, yeah.
So apparently, because it takes lots of energy to power ChatGPT. It's very difficult to say. ChatGPT. And it's costing them tens of millions a year because people always say their please and thank yous to chat.
Oh, really?
Which is sort of nice in a way.
Right.
But the CEO, Sam Altman, has said, oh, yeah, it's costing us tens of millions because of the extra energy we have to use to power every search.
Right.
And people tend to say, oh, thank you, ChatGPT, or please, can you tell... Now, you don't use it, so I use it. I think it's great. It's really useful sometimes, right?
Yeah.
But I am not a weirdo. I recognise that it's a robot.
Yes.
That it's AI.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking to a real human being.
Yeah.
So I just... don't say please or thank you. I literally go, you know, nice hotels in Portugal.
Right.
That's what I write.
Yeah.
Pippa, this won't surprise you, has the weirdest relationship with ChatGPT. My wife, Pippa, she says please, thank you. Sometimes, no word of a lie, she can't get her head around the fact that it's not a robot.
Right.
Morning chat, how are you today?
Oh.
And it will go, oh, hello, yes, I'm good, thanks for asking. Right. can you tell me about? It's absolutely, I said, Pip, you don't need to write all that stuff.
Yeah, it's very polite of Pip to do.
It's very nice of her, but it's you wouldn't do it to Google, so why are you doing it to it's the same thing. It's the same thing.
It's like on the, this may be where you've got this from, on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Right.
When they, people waste like time at the start of the 30 seconds on Phone a Friend.
Yes.
And they go, how are you, mate? Yeah, I'm okay, thanks, you all right?
Similar to Gene.
Right, here's the question. 10 seconds remaining.
Yeah.
Whereas you know, just get straight in there.
That's where I've got it from. Years of watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, I just go straight in, no faff.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's costing them tens of millions a year. However, I was reading, and I didn't know this, that ChatGPT remembers your previous conversations and also how you conversed with one another.
Right.
And it starts talking back to you in your style.
Okay.
So I used it for ages and you used it for ages, but we asked the same question, it would deliver it to us slightly differently based on how we've interacted.
That's so clever.
And now I feel terrible because when AI does eventually become sentient and take over the world and we have to be, you know, ruled by robot overlords.
Of course.
They're going to remember that Pippa said her please and thank yous. And my head's going to be on the chopping block.
Absolutely. Your days are numbered.
Exactly. So from now on, I'm just going to go home this afternoon and grovel. I'm just going to say to ChatGPT, I'm sorry I've been so rude all these years. Pippa, meanwhile, they're going to worship her like a god. She's going to be a deity in the in this post-apocalyptic future. 9:36... Polly James is back from 10 o'clock this morning. She's got the request hour. Don't send in your request just yet. This is the Raconteurs and Steady As She Goes on Radio X.
Find yourself a girl and settle down. Live a simple life in a quiet town.
Steady As She Goes. Radio X. We were just discussing ChatGPT and the fact that apparently it costs the company tens of millions a year because people say please and thank you when they're asking it questions, and the extra energy required to process that costs them tens of millions of pounds a year. And I was saying that I'm not weird. I don't talk to ChatGPT like it's a human because it isn't. I just ask it a question. My wife, Pippa, talks to it like it's genuinely in the room with her. Hi, how are you today?
Yeah.
Can you please tell me about... And I was saying that when AI eventually takes over the world and tries to, you know, kill us all, I'll be the first to go. And because Pippa's been so polite, they'll spare her.
Yeah, exactly.
But some people are saying maybe they'll be annoyed at all the extra resources she used up, saying please and thank you, and they'll kill her first.
Very true, true.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
right, 20 minutes to go until 10 o'clock. I've got something very... I need to get into the ads. Something very funny has just happened on ChatGPT. I'm going to explain more in a second. I'm going to play The Strokes next, and then we'll come back to this.
Radio X.
With Skoda. Plug in. Charge up. Jump in.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
We've got it at Selco. Selco. It's where the trade go.
There's a reason why the trade go to Selco. Right now, it's because we've got Easter offers on doors and flooring, paving, fencing and decking, so you can get all those Easter jobs done. See online for more Easter offers or visit your local Selco Builders warehouse today.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
That charge to 20%.
Got to get these framed puppy photos to mum.
When it comes to posting parcels, your local post office can help you make the right choice between Evri, DPD, Parcel Force and Royal Mail. Tracking signature or next day, but we can't help with every choice.
Love from Bubba. Or should we call you Barry?
Send, collect and return parcels all in one place. We can help with that. Just pop to your local branch or visit postoffice.co.uk. Evri and DPD available in selected branches only. T's and C's apply to all services. Please ask for details.
From the underworld of Guy Ritchie, Mobland.
Name's Conrad Harrigan, family man. And if you cross my family, well, you'd better pray.
The Paramount Plus original series.
We shake the right hands, break the wrong ones.
Right now, I am in first gear. Would you like to see me shift to six?
Starring Tom Hardy, Pierce Brosnan and Helen Mirren.
We've got everyone where we want them.
Mobland. Stream exclusively on Paramount Plus. T's and C's apply. Subscription required. 18 plus.
We don't have enough staff to clean a whole office block, I'm afraid.
Meg's new cleaning firm has been turning down some big jobs. To ensure it doesn't happen again, she needs to get her hiring done and dusted.
But I'm hoping we can be of service very soon.
Indeed can help her find great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Sponsor a job on Indeed to unlock more tools that save you time and help you hire quality candidates. To start hiring, visit Indeed.com/try today.
For simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
Radio X.
The Kooks.
Live.
I know, she knows, I'm not only asking.
Playing venues across the UK, October 2025.
Book Friday at radiox.co.uk.
Oh, I love it.
The Kooks.
Live. Radio X.
The Chris Moyle Show.
The Chris Moyle Show with Toby Tarrant.
Radio X.
Yeah.
Stroke Sunday. Radio X, hello to Alan in Leeds who says, hi Toby, my son is a massive fan of your show and it's his 17th birthday today. He's picking up his brand new motorbike this afternoon.
Oh, nice.
If you could give him a mention, that would be fantastic. If not, I understand, says Alan. Well, happy birthday to your son. Didn't fancy giving us his name, Alan.
No, that's it.
Yeah, no. Well, happy birthday to Alan's son. So we've just been discussing that... people are so polite to ChatGPT,
yes,
the new AI search engine, that they say please and thank yous to it, and it costs the company millions of pounds every year having to process all of that. And I was saying that my wife Pippa is weirdly human to ChatGPT and asks it how its day's been and stuff. Whereas I just use it like a search engine because I'm not completely insane. Some people genuinely are like... saying, like, my parents brought me up, well, Toby, it's good to be polite. Yeah, it is good to be polite. To human beings.
Yes. This is the huge difference between...
It isn't real. I'm very polite. I walk around this building every day and I nod and smile at everyone and I say hello, okay? Doesn't matter if you're the cleaner or the CEO, I'm polite to everyone. ChatGPT, you might as well be polite to a lamppost. They're both as human as one another. Some people are genuinely going, well, manners cost nothing, Toby. It's not real. Anyway, somebody said, Toby, why don't you ask ChatGPT to roast you?
Oh, okay.
Which is what I've done.
Mm.
I said, again, no niceties. Yeah. I've put, I'm the radio presenter Toby Tarrant on Radio X. Can you roast me? None of that, hi, how are you?
Yeah, exactly.
Please, thank you.
How's your day going?
ChatGPT has replied to me. All right, Toby Tarrant, here we go. You're basically the human equivalent of a buffering wheel. You seem like you're about to say something smart, and then nope, just another story about cricket or a hangover.
Wow!
You're on Radio X, which is fitting because X marks the spot where the talent should be. It's absolutely rinsed me. Your dad is broadcasting royalty, but your voice sounds like it was passed down via Bluetooth with bad reception. You've got the energy of a Labrador who just discovered coffee, but the attention span of someone who's still trying to understand TikTok. Don't understand TikTok. You're the kind of guy who thinks a hot take means reheating last night Nando's and shouting about it on air. I had Nando's last night. I told you about that this morning.
Oh, this is worrying. This is so worrying.
But hey, keep doing your thing. Someone's got to make Chris Moyles look mature. Do you want another round or are you going to call Ofcom? There you go.
Wow. That is so good.
What do you mean it's so good?
Sorry, I mean, it's so inaccurate. It's terrible. It's clever though, isn't it? So you wouldn't get that with Bing.
No.
Say what you want. Yeah. Say what you want about.
Say what you like about Bing, yeah. But you wouldn't have got that. Well, Dom, we'll do you next.
Oh, no.
Franz Ferdinand, Bar Lonely, and then Dom's going to have his go on Radio X.
Hard to get out when it's so dark. Hard to look out. It's uncertain, but the curtain won't draw itself. Ba-ba-ba-ba, ba-ba-ba. Where can you go when no one knows your name? No one's glad that you came. Far lonely, it's so close. It's on the coast. Of the night.
has to be out until the end, has to stay out. She's uncertain, but the curtain might draw itself. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. But can she go when no one knows? Uncertain, but the curtain fell when you were away.
Franz Ferdinand, Bar Lonely on Radio X. Just discussing whether you should say please and thank you or not to ChatGPT. Someone's texting saying, Toby, I've got an ancient Westwood tractor mower which will only start if you are polite and you talk to it sweetly. I'm not joking. Those two things cannot be connected.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I believe you that in the past, when you've spoken to it politely and sweetly, it has then started working. I'm just telling you that you talking to it politely and sweetly had nothing to do with it then starting. What about people who clap and cheer at ABBA Voyage? They're not real, says Phil.
That's very true.
It's a good point. I've not been. I mean, I wouldn't cheer ABBA if it was the humans either, because I hate that band.
Yeah, you're not a big fan of ABBA, right?
Do you know what I'd do if I went to ABBA Voyage? I'd egg them. I'd be throwing eggs at a hologram.
Yeah.
That's what I'd be doing. I'd be booing. Boo, you're rubbish. Get off stage, you hologram. So, I hope you don't mind, Dominic Byrne.
Oh, yeah.
But I've asked ChatGPT to roast you.
Come on, let's be brutal.
I've had my turn.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Right, here we go. Dominic Byrne, the newsreader who's been reading the news so long, he probably covered the invention of the wheel live.
Wow! That's good.
Dominic Byrne has the vibe of a substitute teacher who accidentally became a broadcaster and then just never left the building.
This is very accurate so far.
He's delivered the news through more prime ministers than most of us have had hot dinners, and yet somehow he still sounds like he's winging it off the back of a napkin he found in his glove box. And don't let that calm voice fool you. This is a guy who probably rehearses his good morning in the mirror like it's Hamlet. Do you rehearse in the morning?
Wow, I haven't thought about doing that. I should do.
Maybe you should start rehearsing tennis players' names every morning.
Oh, yeah.
Let's be honest, Dom's the kind of bloke who could report on a zombie apocalypse and still throw in a dad joke and a pun about the weather.
How does he know this?
He's a legend, but in the way that your uncle is a legend for doing karaoke at every family wedding. You do always get up on stage as well.
I do like that, yeah.
Wow, there you go.
That's very good.
There we go.
Well, I say very good, very inaccurate.
It says, do you want the whole Radio X team done? Well, I'll tell you what, tomorrow we might do.
Oh,
let's just go through. Absolutely. Let's just go through the whole Radio X squad.
Yeah.
Right, coming up to 10 o'clock, thank you very much for listening this morning. Tomorrow, 6:30, we are back. We've got Nick Helm, the very funny and brilliant Nick Helm, on the show tomorrow morning. So we'll be chatting to him. We've got tickets to the Maccabees to give away as well. But first, the request hour is on the way. The wonderful Polly James, who will be getting roasted by ChatGPT this time tomorrow morning. If you're listening, Polly, she is on the way, the request hour. Let her know what track you would love to hear this morning.
Radio X.
With Škoda.
Jump into the big electric test drive event.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
We asked Johnny Vaughan and Sunter Templeton if they'd like to jet off from London Gatwick on a European fly drive adventure with British Airways Holidays. And unsurprisingly, they said yes.
Let's go. Are you ready?
We're going on a day trip to Aveiro, which is just a 50-minute drive out of Porto, and we're going to explore it via its stunning canals. Let's go.
We don't know which way it is.
We don't.
And now you can win your very own fly drive holiday to Porto with spending money, thanks to British Airways Holidays and their exclusive car hire partner, Avis. To enter and watch the best bits from Johnny and Sunter, go to radiox.co.uk.
From the underworld of Guy Ritchie, Mobland.
Name's Conrad Harrigan, family man. And if you cross my family, well, you'd better pray.
The Paramount Plus original series.
We shake the right hands, break the wrong ones.
Right now, I am in first gear. Would you like to see me shift to six?
Starring Tom Hardy, Pierce Brosnan and Helen Mirren.
We've got everyone where we want them.
Mobland. Stream exclusively on Paramount Plus. T's and C's apply. Subscription required. 18 plus.
You could be £10,000 richer just in time for summer. Enter now at winplus.co.uk. Great prizes, real winners, 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
Daniel liked how easy it was to transfer his old pensions to PensionBee.
I've had quite an eclectic career, and with that I'd amassed pensions from a couple of different providers. I signed up using the app. It was really straightforward. I was able to give them a couple of key facts about each of my pensions, and then PensionBee did the rest of the work for me.
At PensionBee, we believe that when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. Download the app or go to pensionbee.com and be pension confident when investing your capital is at risk.
You're curious, inquisitive. You've heard about People's Postcode Lottery and you want to join. Just sign up using your postcode and you'll be automatically entered into all draws. And with a share of £15.6 million to be won in our May draws, your postcode could be next. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight on the 30th of April. Is your door in the draw? People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 10, police forces will soon be able to automatically sack officers who fail background checks. New rules are going to be brought in to make it mandatory for serving officers to pass vetting to keep their jobs. Policing Minister Dame Diana Johnson has told Radio X they want to go further too.
We've also got other things we want to do in strengthening the requirements around suspending officers where there are allegations of domestic abuse or sexual offending.
Thousands of people have headed to the Vatican City to pay their respects to Pope Francis. His body will lie in state for 3 days ahead of his funeral on Saturday morning. The Chancellor is in Washington for trade talks this morning. Rachel Reeves is going to the States just after it was revealed the UK economy isn't going to grow as much as expected. Elon Musk is promising to spend more time focusing on Tesla and less time helping Donald Trump. There's been a big drop in profits at the car maker. From next month, he's only going to spend 1 or 2 days a week working for the US president. And Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta insists they want the Premier League title race to continue for as long as possible. Liverpool will be crowned champions tonight if Arsenal lose at home against Crystal Palace. Last night, Manchester City moved up to third after beating Villa 2-1. The weather, rain clearing from the southeast of England. Most places should be dry with bright and sunny spells. Highs of 17 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Lottie Morley.
This is Radio X.
From Global. It's Wednesday, 10 a.m. And for the next 60 minutes, you pick the playlist. Request Hour.
Radio X.
Thank you very much, Toby, Dom and all the team for today's show. In for Moyles, which is why I'm here. It's Polly James. Hope you're doing all right. So look, here's the deal. You are in control of the playlist this hour. It is the Radio X Request Hour. If there's a song that's been stuck in your head, a tune that you need to hear to get yourself through the morning, or a throwback that takes you straight to a great memory, hit me up, drop me a message. As I say, this hour is your hour. My number is 0330 333 100 on WhatsApp. 0330 333 100 to start. I have got a classic that has been remixed and redone so many times, but on this occasion, brought to life by the one and only Florence and the Machine. This is a song about love, strength, and the kind of support that gets you through anything. In Jasmine's case, she needs to get through a day on Zoom meetings. Great choice, gal. You've got the love on Radio X.
Sometimes I feel like throw my hands up in the air. I know I can count on you. Sometimes I feel like saying, Lord, I just don't care. But you've got the love I need to see me through. Sooner or later in life, the things you love, you lose. But you've got the love I need to see me through.
Paul, what a tune. This is my first dance song on my wedding, says Ben. I hope you enjoyed this, Ben. Florence and the Machine, you've got the love. The Radio X Request Hour. This hour is all about you. Yeah, the songs that you love, the ones that you've been craving, maybe even a few surprises along the way. I like it when we go a little rogue. You know me, 0330 333 100 on WhatsApp. Send me your tunes now. Thank you very much, Stan. Pure summer energy from rock and roll's finest, Kings of Leon. This is Super Soaker, making its way onto the Radio X Request Hour.
330-333-100.
Radio X.
The Request Hour.
Come to decide that the things that I tried were in my life just to get high on. When I sit alone, come get a little known, but I need more than myself this time. Step from the road to the sea to the sky, and I do believe that we rely on. When I lay it on, come get to play it on, all my life to sacrifice. Hey, oh, listen what I say, oh. I got your hey, oh, now listen what I say, oh, oh. When will I know that I really can go to the well once more, time to decide on? When it's killing me, when will I really see all that I need to look inside? Come to believe that I better not leave before I get my chance to ride. When it's killing me, what do I really need? All that I need to look inside. Hey, oh, listen what I say, oh. Come back and hey, oh, look at what I say. The more I see, the less I know, the more I like to let it go. Hey, oh, whoa, whoa. Deep beneath the cover of another perfect wonder, where it's so white as snow. Rightly divided by a world so undecided, and there's no. I know the more I like to
Red Hot Chilies and Snow for Lauren Ross, Adele working hard at the factory in Bridge North. Such a tune. I like playing that. My other half loves it. Just hear him every now and again going, hey, ho. Very out of tune. The Radio X Request Hour. Welcome along. Polly James in for Toby. 0330 333 100. Maybe a dedication to your better half today. Let me know what you're saying. As I say, your songs on the Request Hour to 0330 333 100. Next, thanks to Christian the Carpet Fitter in Bradford, taking it back to the golden age of Britpop. The band who, in fact, have just made a comeback this month after 24 years. Yeah, this is Pulp's masterpiece, which sums up being young, wild, and reckless. It's Babies, right here on the Radio X Request Hour.
Well, it happened years ago when you lived on Stanhope Road. We listened to your sister when she came home from school. Cause she was 2 years older and she had boys in her room. At least outside I heard her, alright. Well, that was alright for a while, but soon I wanted more. I wanted to see as well as hear, and so I hid inside her wardrobe, and she came home round four, and she was with some kid called David, and from the garage up the road, I listened outside, I heard her, alright. Oh, I wanna take you home, I wanna give you children, and you might be my girlfriend. When I saw you next day, I really couldn't tell, cause you might go and tell your mother. And so you went with me, oh yeah, it was coming on, and I thought I heard you